Cottrell, Loma Linda, California, April 11, 1909. Elder Cottrell, Mountain View, California. Dear Brother Cottrell, in the night season, I heard you speak words to Brother Covell that surprised me, and I was instructed to say to you that you are not placing a right and just estimate upon Brother Covell. He has not designed to do injury to anyone. He may have made some moves that seem to be selfish and deserving of reproof, but you should wait before you censure. If Brother Covell has made mistakes, you should be careful not to make a worse mistake by judging unjustly. In this case, you have borne down upon Brother Covell with a strong spirit and have treated Brother Covell in a way that he does not deserve. All ye are brethren. Matthew 23, verse 8. It is not the privilege of any man to bear down upon another as you have borne down upon Brother Covell. You have misjudged him and have used strong language regarding his course of action, and have spoken to him in a way that he did not deserve. He was asked to carry certain responsibilities, and this he did. My brother, your words must be wise words if you would stand as a just and reasonable man before God. If Brother Covell has been led to manifest a spirit that is contrary to truth and righteousness, he will make the wrong right. But it is not for you to give expression to such words as you have spoken, for they offend Christ. My brother, let what will come, but guard your spirit. Come into line yourself. Humble your own soul before God, and manifest a zeal that is according to knowledge. Remember that as you deal toward your brethren, the Lord will deal with you. According to the measure of grace you reveal in your dealings with others, will the Lord bestow grace upon you. There is a crisis before us. There are battles and victories before every soul who is converted and who confesses and forsakes his sins. I want you at this time to stand on the right side and to be firm as a rock to principle. We need every jot and tittle of your influence. I call upon you in the name of the Lord to stand by Elder Haskell. He needs you. You have done well in that you have stood by him in the past. Will not you and your wife unite in cooperating with him in the work that is yet to be done?